I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Hit us with that all-time pompous person. Joe had a great one. Ron Burgundy, real, fictional, alive or dead, doesn't matter. Could be a group that are pompous. Scott Pelley just crawls with it. That's where that came from. You heard the mayor talking about this past weekend. You know, I can't quite say yet there's a cover-up going here, but several people, I think, are on to something that the Seaside Heights stuff has a big racial part to it versus just the routine violence you associate with Seaside Heights. So we'll see if the media is pulling punches on that or they're going to report it. This all stems from Phil Murphy and his attorneys general and what they've done. That's what's happened in Jersey. That's why you're seeing it. All right. Speaking of Jersey, Frank Pallone is beyond pompous. I don't know if you've ever seen this guy, the congressman from, I guess he's more central North Jersey. So he's up on Twitter posting after President Trump posted attacking as overrated Bruce Springsteen. I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the president of the United States. That whole thing he posted. And Pallone says, Bruce Springsteen is an American icon who has spent 5 decades telling the story of blue-collar life in this country. Of course, Donald Trump wouldn't get it. All right, so I thought I would ask. You know, you can go after Trump. Why does a guy like Pallone not get it, that he may not like it, but Trump at least, I'll put it this way, is viewed by working-class Americans as very much in touch with them, their needs, what they want done, how to go about doing that. Now, we've talked about this before. How does someone do that who was raised, the father was at least a many-time millionaire, and we've talked about the life, though, wasn't exactly what you think of when you think of other millionaires. And there are people that grew up wealthy that seemingly they're either good at faking it or they actually do understand or they make people believe that they understand. And I would say Trump has every bit and a lot more than Bruce Springsteen has had. And again, my attack on him is not the voice or whatever, because I admire the physicality, how long he performs and all that. It's how fraudulent the whole thing is, up and down the line. So this attack point on Trump, how would he get blue-collar America? I mean, isn't that a core issue with Democrats, that they don't get it? They're spending $20 million, we talked about yesterday, trying to reach the syntax of men. Here's one of their chief strategists on, I'm not sure if it was on MSNBC, it was on a big show, and he's kind of poo-pooing being authentic, but he's giving away what they're trying to do. This is cut 14, in order to appear to be authentic, $20 million trying to connect with young men. Here's what he said.
Yeah, good questions. One, let me save the folks from the Times and all the other great print outlets some time. If you dig in on what Democrats are researching right now, you're going to find a lot of silly stuff. You're going to find people asking a lot of questions, people asking about syntax and do I drop the G from this word and this and that. And it's going to be a lot of that. So let me just warn everybody, that process is going to be very obnoxious for this 40-something. I would also say we're really talking about young men, right? Young men who Democrats have not figured out a consistent pitch for how to get in front of. And I think it starts with authenticity.
Starts with authenticity, but they're spending $20 million to try to figure out some phony message. They don't want your message. You're not connecting with them. They know that you view them as the problem, particularly white, straight males. This has been going on forever. Bill Clinton was the last that was able to connect, given his upbringing, given his empathy skill, given coming from the South, he was able to connect. After that, it's all downhill. They're on to the game. They're the enemy. They're the ones that are going to be attacked, affirmative action, everything else. How many times do we have to see this? And what you end up with is a few white males who want power, willing to throw them under the bus to go along with all this. They sense it. And Trump is telling them, in maybe an uneven way, no, I have your back. I get it. I don't like all these bro influencers up and down the line. Any number of them sicken me. Why are they hot, though? Well, they're hot because they're fulfilling a need. Where else in society are they going to go and feel connected and supported in some way? That's what's happening here. That's what's happened to the Democrats. It's their policies. It's their language. And they expect people to put up with that and just remain Democrats over the years. And a lot of these people were apolitical. Let's face it, Trump's got the secret sauce, the whole life story and all that. Listen who they have, Democrats have, for their shadow. They're talking about having a Politico has a big piece up about having a shadow cabinet. A shadow cabinet are people that would appear to be a cabinet and act like it, so they look like they're the opposition party. They would actually call themselves that, a shadow cabinet. So they actually have people that you identify with. Right out of the box, the number one choice is Gisele Fetterman. Yoko Ono herself, they think, should be, Politico says, would be great in a shadow candidate. A guy that Dan really doesn't like, Bill Nye, the science guy, as a potential shadow cabinet member. Bill Nye. Can you see these guys? Oh, Bill Nye. Yeah, that guy.
It was actually Alyssa Slotkin who suggested these names, believe it or not.
She was one. Yeah, and she's more in touch than some of the others are. They're raising eyebrows for touting Gisele Fetterman. I don't know what cabinet post she have. I have to read on. But Bill Nye in there, she would run the Department of Homeland Security because she's a former illegal refugee. Yoko Ono.
That makes sense.
Bill Nye, because of his science background. They would have Jon Stewart on the veterans thing. Now, that's not so bad, as much as I despise Jon Stewart, but.
You know who their shadow attorney general is?
No.
Letitia James.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That might be the worst of all.
Shadow Secretary of Commerce?
Who's that?
Mark Cuban.
Oh God. Another guy that's been outed, once he's away from his, Well, he's an autistic savant. That's my, you know, Cuban knows what he's doing in certain business technology areas. You get him outside that, though. Wow, you saw during the campaign.
And finally,
yes.
Well, two more. Shadow Administrator of the Small Business Administration, Nikki Glaser, is there a suggestion?
Oh.
And the Shadow United States Trade Representative, Ben Stein. Bueller.
Ben Stein, so Ben Stein.
Right. Reaction, youtube.com/@
Yeah, give us your ad. Yeah, but Ben Stein is in the Republican camp more. I thought he was more of a Trump guy now.
I don't think so.
No?
No, because he was my side question answer a few weeks back, and he...
They say for a dose of real economic star power, Democrats should do all they can to recruit the most famous opponent of tariffs out there, longtime Trump supporter
Well,
Ben Stein.
Yeah, longtime Trump supporter, but he's anti-tariffs.
He spoke out against the tariffs. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, that makes sense. Wow. But now, Dan, she would be in my top 10 interviews. Yoko Ono here. Yoko Ono Fetterman. You know, leaving John Fetterman, crying the office, they say. She's in charge of Homeland Security because she was here illegally from Brazil. Letitia James might be the worst. And John Stewart has done a lot of good veterans work. I give him credit on that. I mean, he's obnoxious in something, but he has done that. So a shadow cabinet, and these are the people they're coming up with Politico. My God, is it any wonder how in the world do you come back from this? All right, 855-839-1210. What's going on in there, Dan? You're making...
I got a story you're going to want to talk about next segment.
Okay, all right. Yeah, big story coming up here. Something from the news desk. I'm coming to you on the calls, too. This is even printed out story. We rarely have that. 855-839-1210. Hit me with someone pompous here on Talk Radio 1210.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I need my saliva bib for this one. I need like an Asbesto saliva bib
didn't even
for this one.
Get the bed to start there, Dom.
Oh, my God. Just in here, Dan, help me through this since you received this nugget.
Yeah.
You know that White Marsh Township and I, there's an uneasiness there. So you talk about a media cauldron here. So More Than the Curve attacks me and Nick Kale about our coverage of White Marsh Township. With me, it was a Rand McNally approach. With him, it was the Gaza mob. What's he talking about? And then DJ Fine yesterday, Crossing Broad, which I really like, Kevin over there, he calls it settling random beeps. He writes page after page. It's like it. This is the Pentagon Papers, Kevin. And he settles who's right and who's wrong. The White Marsh people, More Than the Curve is the publication, which is catchy, or Dom Giordano / Nick Kale. He seems to say we're more right at Crossing Broad.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
In that, come on. So, you know, maybe a little.
Thank you.
Yeah, kind of like you try to do talk radio on the fly. Maybe a little factoid was off here, right? But Dom is right. It's bizarro world.
I mean, coming from them, though, More Than the Curve, they have been pretty damn good on this reporting. For
yes.
The whole White Marsh thing.
Now, Dan hands me, following cancellation of the 4th of July parade, White Marsh Township officials sought to cancel a vendor's contract over a Facebook comment. According to an official, police researched who was behind it. Now we're getting into something here.
No.
This place is like Krasner land. This police chief, this guy belongs in the South somewhere. You wouldn't want to be passing through here. Get that right, Chief. He's the guy triggered by some presentation by Homeland Security to cancel everything. So, Dan, the gist of this email is this a commissioner writing to a guy and telling him that...
So this is finance director
yes.
Over the township.
Okay.
He emailed a vendor, and the vendor, the owner of this business, apparently was on Facebook
right.
and posted something negative about their cancellation of their 4th of July parade.
Right.
The director here, the finance director, writes to this vendor owner via email, and More Than the Curve exclusively got these emails. They say, quote, the township doesn't appreciate your comments about us canceling the 4th of July parade. As an owner of a company that works for the township, this is unacceptable. We would like to know what we need to do to cancel the contract with your company. Thanks, Kevin. The writer at More Than a Curve continues and says, in the email, Barron states that the township doesn't appreciate a comment made by the vendor's owner on social media regarding the cancellation of the parade. Township wants to cancel the contract. Another one. From Kevin says, I was met Monday morning by police personnel who told me you posted negative things about the township. I never told anyone you were the owner. The police looked you up. Also, you don't live in the township, so why comment about something that you have nothing to do with? I will talk with the higher-ups and let you know.
You might be a Dom Giordano 1210 listener, too. We're researching that now. Here's the one I like. The guy posted that weakness promotes weakness about the parade. And that the police, he was then told that police, to Dan said, just had looked you up. Continued to share, the police shared the information about the content with him. Following several emails, Barron, the treasurer, whatever he is, said the issue was being dropped. The contract wasn't canceled. The paper goes on to say, More Than the Curve, that are you concerned that police personnel are researching those behind benign Facebook comments and seeking the township to take action against them? Dan, they're saying the police are the ones researching this and then urging. So it's not the treasurer, it's the police guy who is having his staff do this and then urging they take action against the vendor.
It's crazy.
If that's true,
wow.
If that's true, well, what's the ethical remedy for this police chief? I mean, this is the crazy. I was there. I witnessed this guy droning on. You know how in reality shows you have the big reveal? I'm sitting here waiting for the big reveal when the chief says, here's the reason why I had to cancel it. And all he said is, I went to a seminar about Highland Park, Illinois. The guy was firing a gun at them. Hey, chief, you know I'll be there tonight, Barron Hill Fire Department, right? I know you're going to say Liverpool, chief. You know it and I know. Come on, chief. Say the Liverpool incident tonight. Are you going to pull that out? So there's a meeting 6:30 tonight, the Barron Hill Fire Department, on what they're going to do to celebrate. But I'm sure this issue is going to come up. Can you imagine now having the police department where they at the direction of the chief? Hey, chief, you're welcome to come on. We'll drop anything. President could be. I'd rather talk to you, chief. What? Is this like Peyton? There's something weird in the water there in White Marsh Township. There really is, that we've unmasked with this whole parade thing. And there's got to be a remedy. If this is true, and that's what More Than the Curb says, they ought to be saying we need a full investigation. If you're using police to be tracking down people on Facebook saying weakness promotes weakness on company time, there's got to be something wrong with that. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you need do is just push pound 1210. What goes on in there? Now, Democrats run it, so it doesn't surprise me. They're all Democrats. When I went to the meeting last Wednesday, four of them were absent, the commissioners, even though they're making international news on this. What are they going to say tonight about it? As far as how do you have a guy getting in trouble because he says weakness promotes weakness? Oh, my God, you can't say that about White Marsh Township. And Nick Cale rounded up in this, too. Nice by Crossing Broad. Now, Dan, is there another media entity out there that's going to overrule Crossing Broad and jump in and write a column about it? Will the Inquirer pick it up? Come on, Inquirer. You're not doing anything over
watchdog
there.
Watchdog inception.
The watchdog here, yeah. Yeah, I rule against talk radio. I don't even know what they said. You know those guys. I think it's Zenos. Zenos called in the other day, Dan. First Greek caller in quite a while on Memorial Day. One of the reasons I do holidays like that, you get people, first-time listener, first-time caller, and I'm hope I'm pronouncing it right, is it Zenos?
Hello, Bob.
Yes, hi. Welcome back. You're a man of your word. I'm glad you called.
I am, and I'm calling back because of this White Marsh people out there. You know what? I was born in Europe. I came here when I was 2 years old. My parents were very patriotic Americans, and I am a patriotic American. You know, it's disheartening for somebody to do that, to stop a 4th of July parade. You know, I don't understand these people anymore, Dom. This is America, the great country, the greatest country that was ever made. And these people can't secure 8/10 of a mile?
Well, you know what the problem might be? Maybe they're distracted by a police chief who sends them out to investigate people saying weakness provokes weakness on Facebook and threatening them. Maybe that's the problem.
You know what? I think they need, and I'm a pro-police. We have a great police force here in Upper Darby, and I'm pro-police. This guy, I don't know where he's at. They remind me of Bolsheviks. And you know what? That's what I'm going to refer to them from now on, Tom. Democrat Party. They are the Bolshevik Party. Because everything they touch turns to you-know-what. And for them not to celebrate 8/10 of a mile, and for them maybe all townships don't have a parade, you mean to tell me they can't lend a cop? All police forces work together, even here in Delaware County. Just like when they had that accident there in East Lansdowne. You have people, they came as far as from Wayne, Pennsylvania to back up the officers there. You mean to tell me they can't find and have a parade? That's a slap in the face to this country.
Absolutely.
And also to the people that fought in it to get to where we're at now. That's why I call it Memorial Day. It really bothers me, Tom.
Well, I can't tell you.
Because I'm a proud American.
I can tell, and I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad I was on a Memorial Day to hear you because you've become a good part of the show. Thanks, Zenos. Thank you very much. Thank you to More Than the Curve on this. I have to commend you. You know, maybe we ought to honor them for this coverage, even though they were a bit harsh on Nick Cale. Well, on me too. They didn't like my map skills. What the heck is going on in this place? And would you be hearing this, to Zenos' point, if there weren't Talk Radio 1210? I'll toot our own horn. You're not going to hear it this way in the Inquirer. They probably think, oh, now we have people saying it's a reason not to carry cash because guys are going to call you old head
OJ, yeah.
And be shaking you down. You got to picture this. The guy, you know how I hate the slouching. I'll go through it. The guy's slouching in his seat, right? He doesn't look to me like he's old enough to afford this car. I would say it was the $35,000, $40,000.
He just wanted a pack of squares, Dom.
Yeah, right. And it's all tinted windows, and I don't even know it. And it sounds more like he's going to take the money from me than... And I'm looking at him. I don't think he could run 5 feet.
Oh, he's a big guy.
No, he's small, but he didn't look to me like, you know, so I can't say he's exactly threatening in that way. And it was just so random with this. You're going to get your boys here. That's why you don't carry cash. What did you ever realize? If you don't carry cash and you don't give up something, people kind of get mad because they stopped you to attack you. It might be better to have 10 bucks on you.
It's always my excuse when I get asked for money. I'm like, sorry, only cards.
Just tell them you're not doing it. Yeah. Well, let's take and cut your hand off and have go to the ATM or something and do something. I am stunned, Dan. This is the find of the day. Thanks to our sources there. Thanks to More Than the Curve. So I wonder if the Chief's going to be asked about this tonight. So imagine a guy so triggered that he can't have a parade. But according to More Than the Curve and these emails, et cetera, and the treasurer, he can be sigging the police on people writing stuff on Facebook. I wonder if we'll get a visit from him. You know what? And I'm not going to be pushed away by saying, well, you don't live there. Okay? We all have a stake in this, to Zenos's point. This is like an infection. We heard that Cheltenham was considering this. It's an infection of progressives, of liberals, of Democrats. That's what they are there. I have a story sent to me, too, just a little while ago. New Jersey town seeks to condemn a church to build a park and pickleball court. A pickleball court? Eminent domain. They want to take away a church to put a pickleball court in. Why? They don't like what the church is proposing to do. Tom's River, Bruce Springsteen country. How can you condemn a church? Don't you know that's sacred ground when you're condemning eminent domain to put in a pickleball court?
It sounds like the sequel to like Poltergeist or something.
Yeah, I mean, if they were putting it in Chestnut Hill, I might look the other way. Put in 50 pickleball courts there, given their Krasner vote. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the professor at St. Peter's about this. It has gone viral beyond belief. Professor Stephen Cicerelli. He assigns a paper. I think it's the big paper. He runs it. I just want to hear him how he determined this was AI written. How can AI write a paper? Come on. I mean, I've known people that wrote for research paper companies, Dan. They would write your research paper for you. And one school that I taught at, Triton, one year, a teacher in the English department, and I supported this, failed a student. They handed in a research paper that they copied line by line. The close was, now that I'm a student at Glassboro State University, whatever it is, in there. Yes, right there. They ought to take you out in handcuffs for it. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And they said, no, you can only give an F. You can't fail them for that. And if teachers wore black armbands to the graduation.
Wow.
Oh, it was nuts. Yeah, I was one of them. Yeah, so it's... All right, so well, and then he gets the apology. The professor. And the apology says, well, he believes it's written by some chat service.
Oh, man.
I mean, right there.
Not only does he do the assignment with AI,
yes.
The apology too?
She's got to be expelled for that. That's right there. Yeah, no college in the country. All right. We'll talk with him next, and we'll continue the calls. And OJ, stay there. I'll come to you, old head, about that's a reason not to carry cash. Some guy might yell that at you in a car. And then where you can empty your pockets and say, I don't have any cash.
We need to cut Dom saying, I'll come to you old head.
I wish I had that guy on tape. And Ro says to me, Ro missed it completely. The guy expects to get money from you and calls you old head. I'm not giving anybody money in that circumstance, no matter what they say. They could say, I listen every day. They could say, you're better than Rush Limbaugh. They could say,
fantastic radio host.
They
come
can
over
say,
here.
Dan Borowski's wrong in everything when he challenges every single thing. And I'm still not, well, maybe the last. I'd give him a little bit of money. All right.
At least he didn't misgender you.
That's true.
Yeah.
And didn't say, why are you wearing jeans while jogging?
Yeah.
Which I didn't
no
know was such
about
a thing.
That, which is surprising.
All right, 855.
You know that you were probably targeted because you were wearing jeans and jogging.
He's like, oh, look at this guy coming. I'm going to get him.
He looks like a mark.
And he only asked for $10.
Yeah. Know, you know. I had a hoodie on. What else did I have
You know,
on?
It makes sense he asked him for money. He's got pockets. A lot of these shorts, you're not carrying your wallet.
That's right.
You see?
All right, it's 855-839-1210. All right.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Dom Giordano Show. In bygone days, as a professor of English at Community College of Philadelphia, I can identify with our next guest. He's a lecturer of English at St. Peter's University, graduate of Columbia University, and St. Joe's, right here in town. Professor Stephen Cicerelli joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Professor Stephen, thanks for taking time out to join us.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me, and thanks for shining some light on this important issue. Yeah.
So first of all, what was the assignment that the cheating, the AI occurred on, the initial assignment?
So the initial assignment was just a research paper. I give the students some flexibility on how to choose the topic. I guide them a little bit. And what was particularly disturbing about this one is I think the student actually liked the top. The student, when the student did an oral presentation about the topic, also seemed to be pretty interested in it. Just did not write the paper.
Now, how do you detect that other than your gut instincts? What do you maybe it's a trade secret. Maybe you can't answer. Do you run through some kind of mechanism all of the papers?
Well, so, it does feel a little bit like revealing my trade secrets, right? But with my students, I do enough in-class writing where I kind of get a pretty good sense of of how they write, what their syntax is like. I don't go through the big procedure that I'm going to explain now with every student, but if I get a sense that I'm reading something that they didn't write, then I'll kind of go through this process, which is usually I have them do all of their take-home writing where they're writing it outside of class. I have them do it in a Google document where I can then track all of the document history. And I think some of them know this, but a lot of them seem not to. And so I can see minute by minute how they put the document together. And so I can see that if at 12:59 there was no paper, and then at 1 o'clock there was an entire paper, I know that it came in from somewhere.
Do you think, and so I just say on my syllabus.
So I have what I like about my policy on my syllabus is all it says on my syllabus is, if you don't do your drafting in the Google document, if you draft it anywhere else and it's just pasted in, then I won't grade the assignment.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't even have to prove they really used AI. I just have to show that they didn't do the drafting I asked.
Did the student professor argue that AI was not used?
No. So what was this? So the reason for all of the, I posted this tweet and it got a ton of attention. And the reason I wrote the tweet to begin with is that the student apologized also using what was pretty clearly AI, because the student, I got to know the student's writing, and this was not the student's writing. Had it just been a plagiarized paper, I probably wouldn't have said anything about it, because I've seen many of them. But by writing an AI apology, this is kind of an admission, also an admission of guilt a little bit, that I did use it. So
what's the repercussion for the student? I mean, I think this is the type of stuff where it's just so oblivious, or I'm not going to comply, that you use an apology. Also, I haven't been teaching at community college for a while. I think I did detect plagiarism. When I was in high school, Triton High School in South Jersey, professor, we had 1 year teachers wearing black armbands. The student wrote the paper and at the end said, "Now that I'm a senior at Glassboro State," obviously they're a senior in high school. You know, that's back in the day when people would write papers and you would pay money for it. So black armbands, we said, they got to fail. They got to fail the course. You can't just give them an F for this. This is so blatant, so obvious. This is prima facie. You just can't let it go on. And they just said, no, give the person an F. So what are the penalties for something like this?
Yeah, I think so. My policy has been kind of the latter, what you were saying, but I think I'm going to be changing it too. So it's been first offense, it's an F on the assignment. And then if it happens again, it's an F for the class. But I think I'm going to be adopting a no tolerance policy going ahead, which is just if they don't do the drafting in the document, I might let it slide. But another way that I can see that they're definitely using AI is it makes up quotations. So if that's what's happening, then I think then it'll just be an F for the class. But if they just innocently didn't do the drafting in the document, but everything else checks out, I might be a little lenient. But the made up quotations, made up page numbers, I think that's going to be a no tolerance policy for me going forward.
Here's the question. Is AI in any universe? I mean, I'm hearing you and you're hearing me. I think we would detect it. It's so stilled it might go along for a while being okay. But my sense is it's nowhere near where someone can give you an AI paper and you wouldn't have a lot of questions about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I did, and I've spent some time thinking about this just because it's happening more and more now, and I'm trying to like refine my own positions about this. And I think that we really, as a kind of a society, need to think about, like, is there a value for human thinking, human creativity, and if we value those things, then we need to be teaching them. And if we're also trying to work these shortcut methods into our, like, trying to make AI work in the classroom, I mean, these are clearly going to be abused by students who are just learning to think critically, and they're not going to develop those muscles for thinking critically. So I'm still wrestling with how I feel about us using AI just as a adult society, but for giving this very powerful tool to children is asking for it to be abused, and that's kind of what's happening now. Like, so I mean, I see a world of difference between having a lawyer who's got a license using it to shape up an email or something like that, versus giving that same thing to a 16-year-old and then having them, you know, use it to skate through having to do any work ever in school. So,
yeah, this is an out-of-the-box question. Getting ready, but we knew you were going to be on today. Even Steve Bannon recently posted something about this, and several people have commented. There's big articles today. Students getting their feet wet in certain professions might have a rude awakening, say, the next 4 or 5 years, because they may be in those positions using AI. I don't think it's doable, but they're going to try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Bannon making the point, well, you know, the people with AI are saying it's going to cure cancer. You're going to be able to make more money. But the jobs that are there to get started in your career, I think definitively are going to be threatened by this process, even though I'm not a believer that this can compete with human creativity, human thought development. I don't see it. I don't see how it can be done.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you on that. I mean, I've also read stuff about it not progressing as fast as people thought it would, but I mean, even that aside, like, is that a world we want to live? Like, I mean, the moral question is, like, should this be the case? Like, do we want, like, for me, like, I value, like, when I go to a museum and I see something painted, part of me taking value out of the art or whatever it is knowing that there was another, you know, human being, another soul, if you want to go there, on the other side of it. But if the end goal is just, hey, we just want more art, we just want music, we don't care where it's coming from, like, that's not particularly a world that I really want to be in. Like, I think as a society, we got to really ask whether we value these things. And so on some level, I sympathize with students because I think we're sending them mixed messages. We have people in academia, like myself and others, who are saying, no, like, literature is important, human creativity, human ingenuity is important. And then you have the work world that's like, well, no, you can cut corners, you can do this, you can, you can cheat this way and whatever. I would rather be in the world where there's more human thinking and more human creativity, personally.
Exactly. Where do we follow you, Professor, on Twitter? Because I see on Twitter, too, some people seem to, I don't know why, push back on you and the apology. I don't get it. I mean, this is the reason this is viral. That's the hook. If it were just using AI to do this, but then being caught with the other, that's the hook. And it has exploded this. And we're all waiting for a story to tell that shows you the pitfalls of all this. This is the best story I've seen in years on it. Where do we follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on X, Twitter. My handle's at Steve, STEVE, and then my last name is Ciccarelli, CICCARELLI. I will occasionally post stuff about AI and stuff, but a lot of it's sort of my own creative writing and my own just sort of thoughts about art, et cetera.
Deborah, post on Twitter. I'd love to see what response you get. We ask this of every great guest we have, and I think your last name says you're Italian, potentially. Is it gravy or
yes, I am.
Gravy or sauce, Stephen?
I'm sorry, say again.
Is it gravy or sauce?
Uh, Grandma used to say gravy, yeah.
There you go.
Come on.
There you go.
Is that correct? Did I get it right?
Yes, it's correct. AI did not help you. These are two kind of millennials or pre-millennial. They don't know. They think it's sauce. They're not well-wanted.
Yeah,
yes,
no,
sir,
no.
There you go.
So now you know there's a real human on the other end of the line.
Right? If I asked AI that, it might say sauce. It's sauce.
You should include
that
in every assignment now. Test at the end of the paper. Answer, is it gravy or sauce?
Yes. I'm not a robot.
Yeah.
Professor, thank you. If anything else comes up out of this, please let Dan know. Enjoy talking with you. Thank you, Professor.
You bet. Likewise. Have a good one.
Professor Stephen Cicerelli here on Talk Radio 1210. That's the scoreboard's mounting here. I think it's like 5-3 here so far, people that we've asked. All right, 855-839-1210. So, Dan, you tell me that Tommy McDonald verified that Big P and I got into it at the convention center, and he found it hilarious. Well, he didn't have this guy breathing down the back of his neck. Now, if I had you and Henry there, I don't know who I'd call on. Most likely Henry in this. Get the guy with the bowling ball head, you know, and he's got this shirt with the hair. Get the hair off my neck. I said something about, you got your son behind you. And then an eruption. There's like 1,000 people there coming over at the conventions. A polite thing for a home furnishing show or something.
I feel bad for Tom. So Tom McDonald is the engineer that comes out to all our remote broadcasts. And he said he was sitting there as he watched this scuffle go down and just found it hilarious. He actually called the hotline in the first hour to notify us. That was absolutely hilarious. And you got to remind Dom to tell the story.
Yeah. And again, we couldn't call him by his full name. And I was asking him about other acting gigs, and he erupted. You know, I was trying to, it had to hurt that they killed him off. You know, it's a big break in life. He got $15,000, and this is like 20 years ago, Dan, $15,000 or more to come to the home, and he's mad. Oh. What do you do with a guest like that? Well, you know, you got to keep on. You got to go after him a little bit. Even though the guy behind me, neck injuries coming to my mind as I'm doing this. All right, I'm coming to your calls next, 855-839-1210. You get that. Imagine using AI for the apology. Oh, God. I think she's got to be kicked out. I mean, if you verify that, you can't let it go on. All right, we're going to talk with Jennifer Say. Big breakthrough in California, but not enough. That guy's still going to compete in track and field. All that straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210. Okay, it is Dom time. That was great stuff. Can you imagine? Yeah, I'll get away with the apology. I need AI to write the apology. What is AI going to come up with to apologize? What kind of human emotion or sensibility would it have? You know, this is all, I'm looking at the fact that the GOP is pushing to ban AI laws that are in states. I want every state. This is one time where I don't care about this. You know, the GOP's wrong. I want to block it, go after it at every level. Driverless cars, fake term papers, all of it. Let's go to Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Good show.
Thanks, Gary.
I want to say you owe me one day at the gym because I went to the gym on my lunch break. I walked in with my gym clothes. Listen to your segment, walk back outside, put my jeans on, and you should have saw the look at the people as I'm on the stepper. That wasn't bad. But when I got off the stepper after 30 minutes, I went into the sauna, and now after the sauna, I can't get the jeans off.
It seems like that was a Seinfeld with Kramer. I think you're stealing the skinny jeans. I don't have skinny jeans, though.
Jeans, but I could not get them off. It was completely. I must have just went in the pool. It would have been easier.
I still tell you, I don't get it. A lot of people I know run in jeans. It's not that sweaty.
Lot of people you know run in jeans?
Yeah, I've seen plenty of jeans wearing people out there. They're going to call in the rest of the day and verify.
Hand to heart, I've never seen anybody run in jeans before.
No, never.
Oh, it's not that sweaty.
Like, I've seen people run in jeans away from like a catastrophe.
Now, if in the middle of the summertime I run in shorts, or like when we get to, I'd say, June 15th, I switch
Now, when
over.
You're running in jeans, do people get concerned because they see you running and start running with you away from what they think might be something bad happening?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this guy's running in jeans. That's weird. I should probably run with him in case there's some kind of, you know.
God. Well, I don't know that you would know a runner, but that's aside from the point. All right. So, Gary.
That's a good point.
Who's your pompous? Who's the pompous people for you?
I am definitely with Dan on, if I saw somebody running with Gene, looking at where they're running from, because I got to decide, do I run with him?
All right. What's your answer, Gary?
You have to really be a fan of the show, and as a conspiracy liver, dreamer, conspiracy guy myself, the show was called The Blacklist, and there's a side question I would suggest out of this, by the way. Last week you said, name a second cohort like the Fonz that was bigger than the original person. I would like the side question to be the second person, which you watch her, you know, get to it, and you think, how can this show continue to go for 8 seasons as this person is such a bad actress? But the person who puts up or shuts up is Raymond Ray Reddington. Not only is he the biggest pompous arse on the planet, he actually proves that he can pull it off.
Ah, very nice. All right, Gary, gotcha for that. I thought he was going to say Mercedes-Benz, but okay. Jennifer Say is next. She designs athletic wear. I'm sure if I asked her about running in jeans, she'll say that's wildly appropriate.
Yeah, she'd support it.
She'd support it. Yes, I'm sure she's got some jean material that's going on.
Jennifer running jeans, I wonder.
She is the Levi Strauss bigwig who, because of COVID, made a complete turn in life, thank God. And we're going to talk about California trying to hoodwink us that they're changing the rules on trans athletes. No, they're not. They think they're cute on this, and that's it. All right, keep the calls coming, though, at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.